This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 2. Clothed with Christ. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are all called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. A friend told me that when she wakes up feeling down, she'll put on some of her best clothes. That can help her feel like celebrating, she says, and it will often improve her day. The Bible describes how being made new in Christ is like putting on new and special clothing. In Revelation 7, 13, and 14, we read that God's people are given white robes to wear, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Galatians 3, 27 says that all who are baptized have been clothed with Christ. In Colossians, we're encouraged to clothe ourselves with compassion, humility, kindness, gentleness, and patience. These qualities are like all the pieces in a matching set of clothes. Did you notice that Paul names these articles of clothing after giving us a long list of vices that need to die, such as sexual immorality, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, rage, malice, and filthy language? He's saying, in effect, get rid of your old, dirty, smelly clothes so that Jesus can give you the clothing of life. Then, over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And what's the result of this change of clothing? Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. When we're dying to live, Jesus shines through us. What are some things that should die in you today? And which articles of clothing will you put on in Christ? Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for clothing me with yourself. Help me to live like you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.